Hello and welcome to the Creative Writing course. Thank you very much for registering to take part in this course. I hope you enjoy the content and I hope it is useful for you in your writing journey. These audio files are meant for you to listen to and then take notes, and then you can use the workbooks to work on your thoughts and ideas and the assignments that follow the audios. So you'll need to refer to these audios sometimes, so keep them in a safe place. Once again, I want to thank you for coming on this creative writing course, and I hope you're excited to begin. So before we proceed, let me introduce myself. My name is Tolulokwe Fola. I am a creative writer and an author, so I've written and published some books. I'm also a publisher and a writing coach, and I work at Accomplished Press. I'm going to be your tutor for this creative writing course, and I'm really grateful that you've decided to spend some time with me and gain some new skills in writing. So let me tell you a bit about myself. I've always been a writer since I was a little girl. I remember writing my first fairy tale stories when I was 6 years old, way back in primary school. I used to think that was very cool. I used to enjoy writing and creating stories and making up characters and so on in my head, you know, and I'll scribble them down. And I thought it was very nice and I thought it was interesting until I started getting teased by my classmates. They thought I was weird, so I stopped. But I've always loved writing anyway, and I've always loved reading, and I was addicted to books while I was growing up. So whilst everyone else was going out and having fun or going to parties, I would prefer to stay at home and read a book. Now, in school, my favorite subjects were English language and English literature, and I used to win prizes for those subjects. You know, they just came naturally to me. As a teenager, I was the weird one. I was always scribbling things, and I was always writing in my diary. I found that I expressed myself better with words when I write them down. So writing was my way of coping with, you know, the angst-filled teenage years where you're going through a lot of stuff and you just want to get it off your chest. So I used to write and write and write to process my emotions. But then again, it was seen as something that was not very cool. So I kind of buried my writing skills and just focused on getting through life and passing exams and, you know, just being a teenager. Now, fast forward to when I finished college and I wanted to go off to uni. And somehow I ended up choosing subjects like economics and business and accounting, which are not my strong points, but, you know, my parents thought you have to choose a career that would give you a stable job. You know how parents are. So anyway, I went on to do a degree in accounting and business economics. Then I followed up with a master's degree in finance and investment. And after I graduated, I started working in accounting jobs. I did some finance jobs. And I even started studying for my CIMA qualification, which is the Chartered Institute of Management Accounting exams. And, you know, I suddenly just realized I was miserable. I hated my job. I hated waking up every morning, dreading going to work and not, you know, knowing that this job is really boring, this job is really tedious, this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. And so I started thinking, well, is this all that there is to life, just working and hating what you do? So anyway, in 2006, I discovered blogging. I came back home from work one day and I was browsing the internet looking for some information, and I found a blog, and it was written by a Nigerian, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. So I read her blog, and then it had links to other blogs. So I clicked on it and I started reading some more, and I thought, oh, wow, this is interesting. This is really cool. I immediately thought, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start my own blog. So I started blogging in 2006, and before I knew it, I was enjoying it so much. I created one blog for my daily rants and then my career and things like that, my personal stuff. And then I created another blog for relationships. And then I created another blog on writing. So I started writing short stories and flash fiction, and soon people started commenting on them and thought, oh, wow, this is really nice. You know, you write well and so on. So I thought, okay, cool. So if people like what I write, maybe I should think about it a bit more. And so I signed up for a writing class. which was really fun because I was able to get good feedback from everyone else on the course and the tutor, and they encouraged me to continue. So I thought, okay, I'll carry on writing short stories then. So I went back to my blog and looked at one of the short stories I'd written where somebody had commented that they would really love to know what happened next. So I turned one of those short stories into a blog series, which some of you may know. It was called In My Dreams It Was Simpler, which I wrote with, I think, 8 other bloggers at the time. And it was great fun. We wrote it every Friday. We wrote it during the week, and then every Friday we published an installment. And, you know, people used to, you know, look forward to our installments every week. So that was great fun. So when the blog series wrapped up, I decided, okay, I've enjoyed this and I really want to carry on with writing. So I, you know, made a decision with myself, and then had to convince my husband, but you know, that I wanted to quit my job, quit accounting completely and become a full-time writer. So he said, okay, fine, if that's what you really want to do and that's what you're passionate about. And I said, yes. So he said, okay, fine. So I did quit my job and I decided to focus fully on writing. Now, it was a crazy decision and it wasn't easy, but you know, it was just something I was really passionate about, and I really thought I have to give it a try. If I don't, and I'll regret it for the rest of my life. So anyway, so that's where that's how I changed careers from accounting and finance and switched to writing and publishing. So in the past 9 years or so, I have written 2 novels. I published one. I've written and published 2 collections of flash fiction stories. I'm currently writing the 3rd one now. Then I founded Accomplished Press, which is my publishing and coaching company. I published other authors as well. And I run writing classes and I run coaching programs and I run courses like this to help other aspiring writers to make their writing and publishing dreams come true. So in my work, I'm often contacted by aspiring authors who have questions about how to start writing a novel. So many people like me, who like me, like maybe 10 years ago, they want to write, they have the desire, they have good ideas, but they don't know how to start. They feel stressed out and confused and overwhelmed. And, you know, it's almost like they don't know how to, which pathway would lead them to where they want to go. So that's why I've created this creative writing course. It's to help you if you're an aspiring author who wants to write a novel. And this course will break down the process for you so that you won't have to be confused or overwhelmed or worried or, you know. So it's something I wish I had, or something I wish somebody had offered me when I was starting out, because it's a course that's for beginners and it's for someone who is writing a novel or, you know, a big piece of project for the first time. And this course will act as a roadmap for you to confidently start working on your novel within a few weeks, so you have clear guidance and you actually enjoy the brainstorming and writing process. So that's it for my introduction and introduction to this course. I hope you're ready to learn and I hope you're ready to implement these strategies. And I hope you're ready to do some work because, you know, it's going to be fun. So grab your pen and notebook and grab your workbook and let's begin the course. Thank you.